Hi, Chorde. Scream Magai as Good Adventure. It is lovely to be here. I'm very rarely in Cork, so this is my first Ovale. But my partner is from Cork and he never stops talking about it. So it's actually nice to be here and to experience it for myself and how friendly everybody is. So I'm going to start with a poem. My poems are in Irish. I'll talk about them in English in between so that you know what's going on. And I'm going to start with a poem for Jack Moriarty, my partner. So this is my shortest poem, but also my most complex poem because it's in a bardic meter called Ranaíocht War, which the Bards used to practice centuries ago. And so it sounds nice because of the meter rather than because of any skill I have. So, Don the Jack. Rí rua mé I glúv cuin the chileiv. Spade gan yael ív haiv the húl. Lahain shinne, love love, asang rá arinne room. That's Don the Jack. So the next one I've never performed before. It's a bit of a strange one, but as we're in a pub, I thought I'd try it. It's called The Urinal. There's three parts in it, and as the same person goes to the urinal each time, he gets slightly less steady, he's slightly less self-control, slightly less self-esteem, and he's slightly less confident. So this is An Fhuil An. Hein. Squeal she a flapa, crapa crapa, is has she go hairach scaragal. A lane glan wong in a lochran satornia, made fin an air gyore a kyo a huron. Buchrini a spruk in a lauchon wee, lean a yearach on a imlacon sheis, a gream in a slot, a agna in a syed, an eche a gilaha a quid petal in the eye. Though. Squeal she a flapa, crapa a shrapa, is lig dot rusk fwain, titim har bruch. Is chuach sé crín shelle I gúil a chrís a chashe le fuirvittal an úlán. Le luasca da chromán se ha lasc sé ar hiúli a huile ar snávle go chweignach sa drain. Car vrein ag dahu gón lehe ra vróg is an strahán eidrórach a gaelú go bwí. It's three. He's not doing well at this stage. Squeal sé a flapa, Krapa eir krapa, is stracha le eishkin amach as in lean, eg longadon lesh ir a warren a go, e toroch le londov is guich. Lag chrohan is as ryrk fin a wolog more cream, a chwimre a slugga e porter is pean, small don ar eleine is a huli ar clain, ne fedele chwiantigo, is guin a munchin good trean. I write my own poems, but I also translate poetry and prose. So the most recent thing I've done is to translate the graphic novel Heartstopper into Irish, which is really exciting. So that's coming out in June. But this is a different thing altogether. This is a translation I did from German into Irish. I'm not going to wear a cloak. Like Molly asked me earlier, I have been known to wear a cloak when I've done some translations by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. This one is called Rhine Schiog. In German, it's Der Erlkönig, which is like the Elf King. It's a scary poem. It's if you want to look it up in English, you could actually read along. It's there. Oh, fair play. So if I can find it here. So the story here is there's a father and a son on horseback riding through the woods. The son can see something that the father can't. So the son says that he can see this elf sort of witch king or this sort of fairy king. And actually when I translated it from German, from sort of the German forest into the Irish woods, I got a lovely extra dimension because all of the fairies, the Shioga, came out of the woodwork into the poem. So that was nice for me. So I'm going to do the voices in the poem as well so you have a better sense of who's who. Keisho er a gapul ho derinach suni, an taher so wach ag roch street an gui, tan gasur gadangin ga sucker le noch, quinien she choli le na chrie gadoch. A wakin cad higge a wullion tu dai, a yad a nach fecken tu in tio ger a glai, an rie ta an le na rubel sa chrom, a wakin a hashke ni la nach breit hio. Nach jochitu leom a wuchelin loch, gudem wyd ag subru le chéle go lo, ta bloch an a oil le hís cwrs na tro, is éri mar oor is siomri ma war. A yad an ap glushin tu chuin, glori na siog ma vial go cun, van sucker, bi sucker, na bachle siochri, ni la nach na dilog go amre ag an wii. A fáis de chuin yil nach tio ka an nis, tuur him in ienach o an aerogait, Dein hi sydd rynkin y si ag yn rô, Celeg ar y cholwg a syntri fro. A yad yn o'ch fecyn tu hôl, Yn un o'ch yn rhi yn nyrchwch na grôn, A waki na hasg a sia fecyn go gle, Sian saliwch a lia sydd gael fi'n re. Mial yn dychlo me y fwych il a harc, Smar ar tacht a dione, imro i me ffwr yn nart. A yad yn eich braham a lof, Ta rin y siw chwm gyrtw chwm chro. Ag an scéin ar an aheir is géiríon ar a phráin le gach cnead don na gasúir in a láb a go fáin, is teach leis sa glós go fuascrach garbh, híos in a bhaclann bhí an gasúir marbh. So yeah, that's great. That's yeah. So that's Goethe's Erlkönig there. I think I'm fine to do this one too. This is a translation of a poem by a friend of mine and Molly's called William Cohen, and I love taking any opportunity to do his a translation of his poem because Will is a very, very talented poet and we don't have trans poetry in Irish yet. So it's important that, I'm not a trans man, but it's important to take trans people's poetry and to translate it into Irish while we wait for trans poets to emerge in Irish. So this is a translation of Will's poem, Other Men, Fir Ella. And it's a beautiful poem. Bíon léithint an am lasham gun uchal, so in the poem he's talking about the way that the word man sometimes doesn't stretch far enough for the way that Will lives his life and talks about bleeding into his boxers and the, you know, the final line of the poem is some men bleed and I am one, and I am one. So you'll hear that in the Irish sound it comes. Bíon léithint an am lasham gun uchal far, a verig vitalach istihim a veil, agus strachan mo chorp an uim an a gháil leath agus cahan an iri. Shillin fwilwem is jach in my boxers, gamal nifnuch. Slugum an yomer kapili, dinam ahrish el ir, an chuya wulian chid a bian, fulium an pilin. Nach nirin, ach a scriban an teadach full of a rinu gyol nach wulam. Fulium an noire lashtir de mahanga, fanin chi, mulian chi. Fulium an gortu, fulium an arag, fulium mehin lashtir gan a fukil, derim fwil. Agus sin a bháin, ní cuairsaí, ní bhuinin, ní místrú. Umpríam an náire an seo ar mahanga, leis tíorga na focail nach tiocchi chúm, táhaim scradach go mbíon fir áridh i chur fola, agus gur duine acu mise, agus is duine acu mise. So you should really check out Will's poem. A really fantastic poet, and I worked with him on this translation. It's very interesting because English is not a gendered language and Irish is. So when we started to translate it, all of the its got genders. So some of them were a, him or it, and some of them were e, she or her or it. So we had a really interesting discussion about that. So the Irish poem is really interesting in its own way because of the pronouns. Yeah. So yeah, check out Will's work. He's great. What are we doing? So this poem is called Fuckboy. It's in Irish as well. Gialan de Vjaurgut ir vúru a híl, nach titi tú chuiche da aungach rísht. Ach taishin she rút is íren kead lei, agus dér de vél tá har a níl a de chrí. The vian in a crystal, a chirp in a leas, a gunsi the frisma, gnyntar di chisma. Ligin tú úl ó le smuca de bhéal, do bhálaí ar foluin, do chrumán san éir. Trí fáil do chluis a cluistear scairteanna de bhéal, is aithníonn de inichin gur seath iad go léir. Líontra de chéadthaí le cúrach de chnis, líontra de chús go dtí nach leatú ach leis. Trí bhaic imrisc do thuaile a ghrúis ina slá nó go núnan tú duile, scí ar an rá. Gan cheangal na rosc sibh tuairteáil déon tuirt, do chuid ingan ina chreacinn seannas a gaibert, go spréthir do gath ina bhhaua go fíl, ach go bhhaghair leis féiné ar mhúrú de shíl. The next two poems are linked to each other, and it's a very queer event that happened. We were two very good friends who then suddenly ended up in a romantic relationship before we realized it. And then when we realized it, we both freaked out. There was a horrific rift between us, and it took us 2 or 3 years to get our friendship back together. So this
well
is
done.
The... Calais?
Well done.
Thanks. It hasn't been easy. So... this is the first one, so this one is just about the breakup. So it's just about trying to not hear the words that are about to happen that's going to break everything apart. It's called Bearnú. So Bearnú is a gap, like in the national anthem, Bearnú Bhuil, the gap of danger. So Bearnú is to make a gap in something or to get the sap out of a tree, because you have to do that to get the sap out, or something out of a bottle, of a barrel. So Bearnú. Tá brí do húil sáite go dtangin im rua. Agus cracking tar doige tuirt wailish in scríobha. Agus feicim na focail le gairí chun tíocla. Bé pianata. Scrúdaí am mata an chasta de chamai, a gwyfa go láhig an tníam an híf. Go feicim é an ahúr de lipi an a gúr is an tubarín banaíl an a díf. Níl wemach bre rúm ar da chulín gheal hi lé, ma was a bhuail ag a bug thar bhearna de bhéal, chun nach fír fós na focail nar chúla an tír. Chun gur fuidhuing an nocht ná nné. Ach brún tú lán de hanga chun cín, an rín i gheara trí tanáil go bín, sán tú de húil ag lé horam i tríam, agus buinan de chuid focal, deod as an tost. Dinnim dín dúch le tú a chuineál mar vítu, an íchúd fín mrálíns de wolag le mórín, nur a bhúl tú de wos go bog har na bhéal, chun nach níloch weim siola go manam. So this next one then, Ceapú Tuile, is from a year later when we think we're friends, but then every so often we sort of go back under in the washing machine of feelings. So we're out in the pub at a gig and we're trying our best. Ceapú Tuile, which is about stemming a flood, something like that. Hachan tú an tríú penta chun an córa a chuineál cúpa agus dhéal mé. Chun an breáin am a chuineál múchta. Ach tá an slú a éisteirí chuir mrú go bog isteach ina chéile faoi chun an cheol agus airím trí méléine de theas. Tá fuaram de chúrán a chuineál ón chuimre, titim siir im heasamh faoi na warróg faoi tascail tá im casta faoi de chulainn i wastú de bhrálín sínte, seasta. Tíh leat fós ag cúil an teomra ag an éag seo, agus seachnaíam tarraing de thúil sa tost idir puirt. Gratis. Fifri rishtim fom hunish, ni chelhed earth an edene, gur divna machunert na lehed vireden, is gur furus the ball. Two more?
Yeah.
So I'll do a short one and then a longer one. The short one is called Airacht a Chirke. So I wrote this one for Tony Walsh, who is an LGBT activist. It's about an oat field. I'll probably remember it, I might get it just in case I panic. It's about an oat field and how the oats don't know where they've come from, really. They don't know what farmer tilled the soil or planted them, but they owe their existence and their life to whoever did that. So it's a sort of a homage to all of the queer activists that came before us that made our lives easier today.
Amen.
Amen.
Airacht a Chuirce. Ní hiigenn an cuirce cé a leasa an chré, cé é rá an gcuirt is a chuir an é, a fásan sé ard is brodúil is sir, a bhuiile lá straintse go dó faoi chuoin. My last one is a bit longer. It was commissioned by Maynooth University when they were remembering 250 years of the poem Cuíne Airde Laoide, which you must know about. It's great being Cork and people know it. And a lot, probably a lot from Dairdín Ní Chríofh's excellent book as well, Goes in the Throat. So, where is it? Mohraga Dangan Thu. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So this poem is a new poem, but it speaks about Artó Laoide, the Cork man, and his wife, Eileen Dovni Chonel. I should have said them the other way around. Eileen Dovni Chonel's Kerry woman who moved here when she married Artó Laoide. He was shot near Macroom in Carrignimma, which you'll hear, and Eileen composed the most beautiful keen that we have in Irish.
It was back from the Napoleonic Wars.
Yeah, he was in the Hungarian regiment.
Rose in the French.
The Hungarian, yeah.
In the Hungarian,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
so it's that was yeah. in 1773, so they're celebrating 250 years of the poem. So there'll be a few references to
and he
Cork.
He came back to an Ireland where ownership of a horse had been banned.
Yeah.
And he was a cavalry man, and he was pretty pissed off. And rather than doing nothing, he took on his opposers, you know?
Yeah, and that's what the poem is about.
Unlike
so.
Hamlet, he went for it.
So that's what this poem is about. It's actually, I look at Eileen, I look at art and how she preserved art's memory. And then I also look
but
about
he was up against
the fight.
The empire and he dies, am I right?
The fight against injustice as well, you're right, yeah. The fight against injustice, which is also a part of Irish language culture still today. So I've sort of tried to draw a ribbon through that. So it's called Ghaol na n-Éasta, which is the first line. So it's an address to na Ghaol, the Irish speaking people. Ghaol na n-Éasta, I gúirt na féile, bedim chuibh scéala fi Eileen na héigse. Is a gráad Artó Laoide a war fado in éirin, is a wad in fós san éige. Is fíra mas gan chuitin a tá báur ón mérlin na dimpl. Is ghaniúan leawr ghaidin, gur bioggad o an tishkin tair scéal charagin ima. Ach laurím líb mar ille sa tanga a laur ar sinsir, fi chuacht vrýr in a finne, chun beocht is dríach da inye, as dorachach a linne. Ha art na mán glach in a laif vín vód, mar gar has sé gan fatias, a gwine oord, a rinne dílat gan phobl gan tír na mór, gan bán ir bih ir a góir. Ach maidin cuim rí leir a fós, a chuid fulle te ir ar mool a bó, i wach la binne hangas dóir. Garim huing spirit Eileen nach squealach woe a grog and tea. Ach a chwinne a guimre brishes gaichead blean, lish un guifach quaint on a cree. Ta shark Eileen le fada in the wood, ach ta anim an arde halli lane na dua, mar will coulter na ngail ga chohu a uir, ag eis og alienta ag a sauliacht nua. Ta Eileen hain in a laba fuin gide, le sluit to marav an a gaig a glay, ach marin a ngille in where negrish is where lane. Or shasavori at locht na ngael. Hog mud leim gahav uchen, und dar leim gahan uchen, and triu leim gadochus. Ba I gwir I rir daun gam winnum mish an strahar, ach haring mud kwing an iberti haring. Fogri me lohir na ngael sio faring gwil rei or nim ris or ligge kate. Cumnra e an daun sio huib a gwydamon ar lankishi, sa gwi gam ran o midchun kien gan ankrin trom of egar gwynial shir. Agus muid a trocht fast ar an ocht gaed blian, bíach an chaintan díri ar fiche hocht fiche tiri. Ar an daun is meanling, daun a chusno meid own dí, is an tanga seo, go marishi cho fada leis na crín. Mar is múna tangi gaeil gafóla, is garam i a ciol ar son na córa, o na cosa o chár na gabearn ar na bóire, gudí an dörn darag sonair a móhar sioige. Tá macala a bhór a bhí an na cúnra, in lár na ngáil is muid a trid na hé góra, muid a brú a gwine wachan na bóki móra a tá in ar másc a dólaf. Mar tá neart is crí a bobl na gaige, is ribi ní an tanga ó gluin ga chéile, a umprí an ar nairach de stach an ar dreifse, is a nasc an muid le chéile. Ní wadi si ar chóri stáin, ná wukla fulv an a bapir bán, ach mar a chwine aileen a hart on was, mar an ghaelge ar ská an chrá, agus sa góra, agus sa dán.
Amen.